Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
Radio Network, this is Small Biz America. David Wolf with you as always. Hope you're having a great week in your business, and thank you for being with us. Before we get rolling, a quick word about the power of podcasting, the power of your voice in podcasting and radio. Did you know that hosting your own radio show or podcast can grow your fans, your business, your circle of influence, and your online credibility and authority? There are many hidden treasures, and I've discovered these over the years, inside the whole world of podcasting that can develop your skills as a presenter, a speaker, and respected subject matter authority in your field. At podcastandradio.com, we help business professionals and entrepreneurs produce their own podcasts and radio shows, and we can help you do that as well. To find out more, you can contact me through podcastandradio.com. Let's talk about your business and how podcasting and radio can help you grow. This week, we've got Vince Perry. He'll be joining us from the Perry Branding Group to talk about branding. And with a specialty in the health, wellness, and medical industry, he's also the author of Identity Crisis. But up first, every business needs an effective sales process, capital P. Our guest on this segment has developed one that's simple to use, systematic in approach, measurable, and easy to embrace and put to work every day. Eddie Minland is an accomplished independent sales representative, and for more than 35 years, he's cultivated a reputation for integrity, accountability, and a unique system, notably a unique system for his own success. Today, he's sharing that success. He's very passionate about all of this, his own sales process, of course, and is dedicated to helping sales professionals like you and business owners like you cultivate their own unique system, not his, but their own, your own unique system, one that you can embrace with the same passion that he does. And he does this working one-on-one in groups or in groups, and he distills his strategies into a very simple approach. We're going to hear more about it as he joins us on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Eddie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave.
Absolutely. So just for full disclosure, I've worked with Eddie as a producer as well. We produced some coursework. We produced some videos last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago. How time is flying. And I really got to know the world of Eddie Minland. And so if you were to set up the segment, just tell us from the top level what your activities are today, your activities, and how you're getting out there in front of folks with the systems you've developed to help them.
Well, I have an online presence where I have 11 courses now. So since you worked with me, I've added more courses online, and I'm also in the process of updating my book. So that'll be finished in a couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about because I've added things like online sales and retail sales, which are very important, and I can help people with that as well. So I've added a few things to that.
So you more meat on the bone on the book. Tell us, did you change the name of the book, or is it still called Revealed?
Yeah, the name of the book is still called, actually, Revealed Smart Selling Strategies. So the name is the same. The cover will be designed. It'll be updated. It'll, you know, be a better-looking book. Like you say, more meat on the bone, a little bit more information for any salesperson to read my book. And I, as you know, I really encourage people to read my book, which now it's going to be about 110 pages. The last one was about 75. But
wow.
Still, it's concise and right to the point. And then I like people to look at my online courses, you know, before I come to work with them or I do work with them, because there's so much information then, and they can write down questions that they have or things they want to discuss with me.
Well, from my perspective in working with you and knowing how you operate, you are a very high touch kind of guy in terms of your sales approach. So this project, the creation of the video courses, was quite fascinating because it was your attempt and a successful attempt at creating course material that really expands upon the work you do individually, but you're doing it in a way that you can now scale your own business out to the world. So what I thought we could spend some time doing, Eddie, you know, we've got a couple segments with you today, is getting some tips, or call them teasers, from the specific courses. And I have a list of a few of them here, but you've added some that I don't have in front of me. So by the way, folks, the website for Eddie is simple and easy to know. It's Eddie Mindlin. .com, and I'll spell that EddieMindlin.com. EddieMindlin.com. You can get information on the courses, the book. Of course, you can probably go out to Amazon and get it as well, right, Eddie?
That's correct.
Yeah, great. So the one that comes to mind first, and it seems to be one that so many sales professionals deal with, is the cold calling piece. What have you learned about cold calling in your 35 or so years, and what can you share here without the, you know, giving away the store?
Well, it's really cold calling. I know a lot of people are scared of it because they don't have an appointment, and they really just don't know what to do. And so I tell people, yeah, cold calling, all you're really trying to do is walk in and meet the receptionist and get his or her name. Let them know your name and very briefly what you do. And then the second thing is to find out who the person is at that company that makes the decisions on the product or service that you sell. And that's all you want to do. You're not trying to have a meeting with anybody. It's really just an introduction to the receptionist. That's the only person you should talk to on a cold call. And again, just find out, you know, who to follow up with, and make sure you get the name of the receptionist, because that's so important, and all great salespeople know the name of the receptionist of all of their clients because they can be so helpful to you.
Yes, Eddie, and one of the things that, I mean, I know you're talking about this in terms of actually appearing in person at an office, but does the same hold true when we're working from the phone in cold calling?
That's a very good question, and I would say absolutely yes, that you want to call and just introduce yourself, because in sales, most people think, you know, they want to go to make a sale that day, and I look at it the other way, and as you know, David, working with me, it takes time, and usually at least 5 phone calls or 5 visits, so you want to do this in stages. So the first phone call is literally just to call up, talk to the receptionist, introduce yourself, find out their name, as though you were there, and just find out, you know, here's what I sell, or the product or service, and will you please tell me who I should talk to about this, and maybe just get their email or their, you know, their direct phone number, and then ask the receptionist for advice. That's something that I think most salespeople don't do, is, you know, that receptionist is so powerful to a salesperson because they know what's going on in the business. So just say, you know, this is what I sell, this is what I do, I'd really appreciate you helping me by telling me how to proceed into your company to talk to the person that handles this. And most of the time, the receptionist will be very helpful with that.
Right. And I love the other thing about you and your whole approach, and this really spans across all of the subject areas, including cold calling, is your curiosity about people, about what makes them tick. You know, I think part of the mistake, and I know you can elaborate on this, and it's an extension of what you just said, but by taking your mind and your focus off of a transaction and really putting it on the people and the relationships that you can build over the long term, that really changes the game for a lot of your clients, doesn't it?
There's no question about it. I mean, it's all about relationships. I mean, it's pretty obvious, you know, when a salesperson walks in the door or makes a phone call and is talking to a receptionist that you've got something to sell. But it's all about building that relationship with everyone that works at a company that you might come in contact with, whether it be the person that sweeps the floor, whether it be the receptionist or the president or anybody in between. All these things are very important. And the more you can have some kind of a personal business relationship with them, where you know a little bit about them and they know a little bit about you, that's what makes it all tick. Because, you know, people buy from people, and I think it's a real turnoff. I know a lot of salespeople just around the country that they're just so forceful with trying to sell their product to the person that it turns them off.
Yeah.
And as opposed to just trying to build a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. It does turn them off. They can smell the hunger, if you will, and it's not attractive. It's not an attractive gravitational way to do business. We've only got about a minute and a half on this segment left, and after the break, I do want to talk about, I think, sales psychology, and you've got some new courses that I don't know about, and you may pick one that is even stronger. We'll have time to maybe cover a couple of them after the break. I also want to dig in a little bit to what you've learned about online selling, which is so much about where the world seems to be shifting. So that'll be fascinating. Anything else to wrap up sort of the cold calling portion of what we're talking about here? I got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think, you know, another important thing for people to think about with my whole courses and what I do is that people in general learn about their product or their service when they're a salesperson, but they don't learn the art of being a salesperson. And that includes cold calling. And I teach the art of how to walk in the door and do that. And that's, and I always use the analogy of a pro football player that makes, or any pro athlete for that matter, that makes millions of dollars every year. They embrace having coaches. They love having coaches because they can't see what they're doing wrong and they want to be the best in the world. So why shouldn't a salesperson that makes less than $5 million a year, which is most of us, have a coach that can help along the way?
And that's where Eddie fits in. He is the author of Revealed, Smart Selling Strategies. The website, eddiemindlin.com, Eddiemindlin, Eddie with two D's, Eddiemindlin. Don't you love website addresses? More with Eddie Midland and his sales concepts after the break.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids, but we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz. Small Biz America.
And welcome back, David Wolf, Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're visiting with Eddie Minland. He's the author of Revealed, Smart Selling Strategies, and he can be found at eddiemindlin.com, E-D-D-Y-M-I-N-D-L-I-N. Eddie, we're talking about, we spent some time talking about some of your strategies that are available in your video course, and we wanted people to know that you can purchase any one or all of 11 courses that Eddie produced that teaches really and shares his insights and experience around a variety of subjects. So we talked about cold calling a little bit. You've got some new courses that I'm not aware of. Which one would you like to take for this segment and sort of unpack for us?
I think talk about retail, Dave.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Retail sales, people.
All right, so retail selling is – okay. I'm going to toss it to you.
Okay. Well, the thing I want people to know about retail sales is, and in my experience in my life has mostly been outside sales calling on people, but I did grow up in the retail business in Kansas City. My parents had women's clothing stores, and I've called on flooring stores for 35 years, so I know quite a bit about retail. The point is with retail, whether you own the store or you're a salesperson, you have to look at it as though you own your own business. And so if you have 50 customers or 200 customers, you have to be highly organized, have a database, know what your customers like to buy, when they like to buy, a little bit about their family, all those kinds of things. So when there's a sale or new merchandise comes in, you send information out. I know people that make well over $100,000 working at retail stores like Dillard's or any kind of clothing store or things like that, because they own their own business. They don't just wait for somebody to walk in the door.
So they treat it like an entrepreneur. In other words, they really own in quotes, right? They own the relationships. They own the book of business. And they really take time to bond and truly have a heartful bond with people, right?
That's exactly right. And I know most salespeople, again, they just kind of wait around for somebody to walk in. But there's a lot of waiting around time in a retail store. So if they can start a database and accumulate the list of customers, you know, and make it easy for the customer when they know when a birthday's coming up for somebody or anniversary, they're proactive.
Yeah. Eddie, one of the things that is, I'll call it the benchmark of your systems, is the system itself. Each of these categories, the areas of sales that you focus on, one thing is common to all of them, and that is you are a huge advocate of systematizing the approach to the sales process. So talk to us a little bit about how you like to teach systems and implementing systems.
Okay. Well, I have my own systems, which I explain to all of my clients. They're in my book. They're online. They're free. I mean, everybody can, you know, see them. I should say they're free. I mean, if they buy my book, which is not expensive. But so I share that openly with everyone. And then what I do is I tell people that they need to come up with their own system. So I give them my systems to think about, but in no way do I try to force them to use my systems. And I think that's a big difference between the way I handle sales coaching and other sales coaches that come in and give a talk to 30 people and say, here's how you need to do it. To me, that's a big turnoff because we all have our own brain and we all think, you know, certain ways. So I think that's a powerful part. As far as specifically with my systems, on my desk, I have two stacks of files or projects that I'm working on. And one stack, as you know, Dave, is projects that I'm going to be following up on this month because follow-up is absolutely critical. The other stack is for projects that I'm following up on in subsequent months, and I'm constantly reviewing these stacks. And then the two other things that I do is I have a calendar that I write down all the appointments that I'm going to go on to see my clients face-to-face. And then finally, I have a weekly to-do folder, which is all the phone calls that I make. So I'm highly organized with my systems. And whether, you know, somebody wants to do all this on the computer or they want to do it on paper like I do, it makes no difference. Yeah. The critical thing is they must have systems.
Systems are, and by the way, sales is a business itself, and so we always say, and this is, you know, thank you, Michael Gerber, but we like to say that systems are what help you work on the business, not in the business. The systems run the business, and the people and the owner run the systems. So systems are kind of ubiquitous to goal setting and getting anything done of value, and sales is no different. It is a business of sales. So I so appreciate that. We got a couple minutes left. Any other course areas that you'd like to unpack for us before we let you go?
Well, I think, as you alluded a little bit earlier, the psychology of selling is so critical. I mean, follow-up is important, organization, and there's, you know, sales management. But really the one thing that I think a lot of people in business and sales overlook is psychology. So number one, every salesperson really needs to understand themselves. And this is not an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of soul searching and talking to friends and, you know, getting advice from people and what am I good at? What am I weak at? What do I do that bothers people? And we all have good and bad, so there's nothing a big problem with that. We just have to understand. And as I've shared with you before, I mean, my tendency is to talk loud and things like that. And so I've learned to talk softer sometimes if my client is a quieter kind of a person. So number one, we need to learn our own psychology. And then number two is we have to learn the psychology of every client that we work with because they are not going to change. And we must adapt to their way of talking, way of communicating, all those kinds of things. So psychology is a huge part of life and a huge part of sales.
Well, this it is a huge part of both life and sales together, for sure. And one of the things I really appreciate about you and your approach is that it is elastic. It allows for adapting to personality styles. It incorporates different personality types that we are. This is so, so critical because there is a broad spectrum. I mean, at the two extremes of the spectrum, you know, I mean, you've got a severe introvert. You could take assessments and come up, and these assessments spit out reports that are quite fascinating. I'm not going to dig into that now. But you and I both know that you've got this broad spectrum of people, and we have to be able to adapt and not always do it our way. The other thing you said that I think is quite crucial is that we are a part of that relationship, right? So we're looking at the world through the lens of our strengths and weaknesses. And if we're not self-aware about how we communicate and not aware that loud and talking too fast or what have you, or talking too much might rub a certain personality type the wrong way, and you're not able to read what kind of personality that you're dealing with at the other end of the conversation, this can be very destructive. On the other hand, it can be highly constructive if you can, in just a few moments, adapt, right?
There's no question about that. You have to be able to figure it out very quickly. I've walked into many appointments, and the person that I'm going to meet with doesn't even sit down. So I realize that they're in a hurry, so I've got to go quickly. And then there's other times you walk in, and they come on into my office or my conference room, and so you've got to let them be the lead on how much time you're going to be there.
Speaking of in a hurry, we got to go. We're coming up on a hard break. Eddie Minland is the author of Revealed, Smart Selling Strategies. Really appreciate you being with us, Eddie. Thank you for joining us on the program, and we'll do it again for sure. I'll hit the website. It's eddymindlin.com, E-D-D-Y-M-I-N-D-L-I-N. DLIN.com. Great stuff for the sales professional. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, we're going to talk about branding with Perry. Vince Perry will join us after the break. Stay with us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back. Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. I am David Wolf. Our guest on this segment is a 30-year veteran of the health and wellness communications industry. Vince Perry is the founder of the Perry Branding Group and the author of Identity Crisis. In the book, he shares keen insights into the success of everyday brands and describes the keys to establishing brand preferences for medications and wellness goods. Fascinating subject matter. He was previously the chief branding officer at Inventive Health, the founder and president of YBrand, the founder and president of GSW New York, and also the chief creative officer, that is, at Sudler & Hennessy. He's appeared on NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, the BBC, and has been featured in medical marketing and media, Pharma Voice, and several others, including MedAd News. Let's welcome Vince Perry to the program. Vince, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, David.
Absolutely. So a lot of subject matter to cover with you, and some may not be familiar to us. This is not a world that many of us understand. The idea of branding around healthcare products in the drug space and what have you. So I want to start by asking you, what are some of what you like to call dangers of incorporating what we call consumer branding practices? So maybe it'd be good to, what is a consumer branding practice and why is it dangerous to get into those ideas when you're dealing with healthcare products?
Well, the whole reason that people buy healthcare products is very different than when they buy consumer goods products. Consumer goods are a celebration of self. Hey, I got a new BMW, I got a new Dior bag, I joined a new gym. There are ways in which you can reinforce your own brand and create an identity for yourself. The identity crisis occurs in with healthcare brands because imagine trying to brand something that people don't want to take and even resent having to take. With healthcare branding, it's not about a celebration of self. It's about a protection of self. It's about trying to restore an identity that's been stolen by illness.
Do the ads that we, and, you know, absolutely targeted at baby boomers, right? But so many of the ads we see, let's say, running on television, they all have kind of a pattern. They do have a what I'll call an attempt to frame a brand for us. Do they have it wrong, or what's your insight about how they tend to do this? I guess this
well,
is Big Pharma, right?
Say, well,
yeah. I guess it's, yeah.
You're absolutely right. There is a pattern that these commercials follow. Not everyone gets it wrong, but when they do get it wrong, they get it wrong the same way. They begin to use this idea that somehow 30 seconds is enough to explain the complexities around a prescription medication that has taken years to develop and that has a whole series of side effects and specificities that can't be done in a 30-second ad. So all you hear about are, on the one hand, these very overly optimistic claims about what this brand can do for you with smiling, happy people, and these people are really sick, actually, and then a whole bunch of disclaimer language that the FDA makes you say, because, let's face it, it takes more than 30 seconds to deliver an effective message about what these brands might be able to do for you. So yeah. When they get it wrong, they get it wrong for those reasons.
Yeah, and there is this sort of make-believe world that they try to paint in an effort to brand, which is, it's cognitive dissonance, and then followed by the sped-up read of all the horrible, horrible side effects that you hear. It's just hard to make sense out of any of it. Do the drug companies, in your view, are they trying to create a world where the man on the street, the woman that's watching these commercials, then goes to their doctor and says, hey, what about X, Y, or Z? Or are they working the branding on both ends and they're coming through the doctor portal as well as the consumer portal? I hope that's a fair way to ask that question.
Yeah, it is. It is a push-pull format that they're trying to do. So about 6 to 9 months before a TV commercial ever comes on, they promote to doctors. They let doctors know exactly what's going on with the brand and what activity they plan on showing their patients, these consumers, so to speak, so that when a patient gets this information and they walk into the doctor's office, the doctor's not surprised by it. So there is a push from the patients to come into the doctor's office, but then a pull from the doctor to also say you're going to have patients that are going to be coming into you, and they're going to be expecting you to discuss this with them. And that's the big difference in the transaction model between consumer goods and a healthcare product. You have a learned intermediary. You have a doctor who is making sure that some person who's overly optimistic doesn't just run in and buy something off the shelf. They have to get it approved by someone with 48 years of postgraduate education and is an expert on whether or not this medication is right for them. So the goal is twofold. One, to inform physicians about what's going on, and two, to raise awareness among potential patients to come in and have a dialogue. That's probably the number one correct thing to do, is to promote a dialogue about the drug.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Vince Perry with the Perry Branding Group. The website, Perry, P-A-R-R-Y, brandinggroup.com. And there are two G's in there, brandinggroup.com. Vince, talk a little bit about the world you're living in your own world. Are you continuing to consult, or, you know, what does the landscape look like for you today?
Well, I have a range of clients, actually. Most of my clients are in the pharmaceutical and biotech sectors that either promote devices or drugs. And I also have clients that are in young startup companies that have just discovered a particular drug or have something in research and need my help in building their brands. Mm. I've also worked with hospitals in trying to build up their brand as well. You've probably seen those commercials on the radio and in TV as well. Mm-hmm. And anything that's to do with health and wellness. One of the brands that I've helped create is Colgate Total Toothpaste. I've worked on Dove Soap and on Lever 2000 and on other things that are considered health and wellness entities that aren't necessarily prescription drugs as well. So really anything to do with the health and wellness space, because I have a particular expertise, my colleagues and I have a particular expertise in understanding what people want to buy when they're buying health and wellness.
It's interesting, Vince, because you talked about the branding process at what I'll call a very early stage of the development of a product. So the branding starts at the beginning, doesn't it?
It starts, in the case of prescription pharmaceuticals, it starts about 3 years before the drug ever comes to market. You're trying to create an identity that the elite of the elite physicians are going to be exposed to before it ever gets down to the practicing clinicians in the marketplace. So you have to create an identity, they have to develop packaging, they have to develop naming, and all of these things take many, many years to develop because of the strict regulations, not only in the United States, but also around the world. That's why you see so many funny names for drugs, is because they can't mean anything in any language. It's dangerous if the meaning overlaps with maybe a cultural no-no in somebody's marketplace. So it starts about 3 years before the drug ever comes to market, and that's when I get involved creating this brand identity. I'm sort of like an obstetrician. I'm getting the baby ready to be born a long time in advance.
I love that. I got about 2 minutes or so left for this segment. I wanted to ask you about the Goldilocks process of branding, a three-part proven process that you use. Talk to us a little bit about it, if you can, in a couple minutes.
Yeah, so I'm a veteran of the health and wellness marketing industry, and I think that because of our customers are usually science-based people in chemistry and pharmacy and labs and things like that, that they're really enamored of very complex processes. And the fact of the matter is that when you get paid by the hour, an agency will make a 12 to 14-step process that's just sort of a time crunch, basically trying to make money by the hour. The Goldilocks process is a process that I've refined by taking a look at all the processes that have been out there over the past three decades and getting them down to three simple steps, not too long, not too short, just like Goldilocks, just right. And basically it involves three steps. One is discovery, learning how to ask the right questions. For doctors, it would be, why did you go to medical school? Why did you become the specialist you became? And then beginning to ask questions about how the drug or the device or the service in question can help them in their lives, Same thing with patients. You ask the right questions about how can we help you restore aspects of your identity that have been stolen by illness. The second step is strategizing, taking all of that discovery learning and strategizing around an impactful brand promise, what the brand offers customers, and a brand personality, the tone and attitude that the brand uses. And finally, creating the branding hallmarks in step three of a logo, color palette, typography, packaging, all of the things that you recognize. It's like a flag when you see that. When you see these elements, you see very fundamental associations with this brand identity. And behavioral psychology informs all of this so that there's a one-to-one correspondence between the feelings you want them to have and the feelings they do have when they see these visual representations of the brand. So a Goldilocks process is just a very simple three-step process that takes weeks rather than months to get a company to an identity.
I love that. And there is some information at the website. That's perrybrandinggroup.com, PARRYBRANDINGGROUP.com. We're visiting with Vince Perry. He's also the author of Identity Crisis, Keen Insights into the Success of Everyday Brands. And we'll learn more and spend more time with Vince Perry after the break. Stay with us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
And we continue Small Biz America on The Brain with Vince Perry. He's been joining us. He's with the Perry Branding Group, perrybrandinggroup.com. Also, he's the author of Identity Crisis. Perry, welcome back. I'm sorry, Vince, welcome back. You've got one of those names. It's like me. I could be Wolf David, right?
That's right.
All right. So in our short time together in this segment, we decided offline that it would be a good idea to talk about a process you took a very well-known brand through. So let's talk about Lipitor.
Yeah, Lipitor was it's a major success today, but when it was first coming out, no one realized why they would even need the product. It lowered cholesterol so much, well beyond what the daily requirements were, that both doctors and patients said, why the hell do we need this? We already have enough on the market as it is. And so we did the kind of research that I've been talking about so far. And examples like this are throughout my book. But what we did was we began to talk to doctors and patients about the whole nature of cholesterol and bringing it down. It's a symptomless condition. No one knows they have it until you diagnose it with a blood test. And the insight we came up with was both doctors and patients agreed that patients lie. They lie about exercising and they lie about dieting. And they'll tell their doctors, yes, I'm on a low-fat diet. No, I don't eat pizza anymore. And the doctors say, well, that's about 50% true. And the patients admit it's probably less than that. And so we discovered that Lipitor could really be used because, unlike clinical trials, which have very, very carefully controlled diet and exercise regimens while these subjects are on the drugs, Lipitor is the drug for the real world because it's cheating insurance. So we began to market Lipitor as cheating insurance. You know they're going to lie. And look what you're up against. You're not just up against high cholesterol levels. You're up against the cheeseburger. You're up against the Barca lounger. You're up against the sweetness of life. And it's almost impossible. It's against human nature to actually give that up. So what people were looking for when they were taking Lipitor is, look, I want to keep my cholesterol lower, but I want to keep doing the same things I'm doing. And Lipitor allows me to do that because it'll bring my levels down so low, regardless of whether or not I want to overindulge or I want to lie on the couch and watch a hockey game. So we positioned Lipitor very early on as cheating insurance. The first ad that we did for them was, because cheating is in their blood, Lipitor, the statin with the best stats. And the statin is the class of drug that it was in.
Yes. So and by the way, I've taken statins for years, and I've gone through various sorts of psychological feelings about the fact that I take them. But one thing I can tell you, and I don't know whether, and I'm taking a generic form, but there's something about what you said that really registered with me. When I'm taking the drug and sort of have a consciousness that I'm taking it, I absolutely feel like it gives me the ability to cheat and have a, and have that cheeseburger. It's so fascinating. As you said it, it was like, yeah, that's the emotional response I have.
Well, that's the kind of digging you have to do. And in fact, that's an insight that works throughout any entrepreneurial matter with a small business or anybody, really. Make sure you do the right kind of research. Make sure you do the kind of research that gets at those deep, deep emotional insights. Most people, whether they're in their healthcare business or they're not in the healthcare business, in any business, they don't do the right research. They ask a lot of questions about themselves. What do you like about the product? What are you expecting in the service? How often will you use it? What will you use it instead of? And what they're not realizing is they're not really getting at the emotional insight of why somebody. It's not who, what, where, when. It's why would someone engage your brand or service and instead of others. There's a wonderful training that I do in some of my workshops where I have people try to sell each other lemons, and all they do is talk about the lemon instead of saying things like, what do you like to drink on a summer's day? Oh, a Corona beer or an iced tea? Well, this is the ideal lemon for your Corona beer or your iced tea. You begin to enter a person's life very, very selectively rather than try to shoehorn a brand into someone's life. You ask questions and do branding research, not advertising research. And that's I think that's a real key insight that transverses both healthcare branding and branding in general. People always ask the wrong questions. They ask very inwardly focused questions about their product or service when they should be talking to the customer about their lives and how can they get inside that life and stay there and have that mental hook inside their head, just like you have with the Lipitor brand.
And keep create a habitual reference so that every time you have this beer or whatever it is, you're going to put a lemon in it or what have you. But taking the existing lifestyle and finding a way in that way. I'd like to unpack, we've got a couple minutes here, but to the extent possible, unpack this so-called research that entrepreneurs might think about doing in their small businesses to, it sounds like we have to know which questions to ask, and we're not always asking the right ones. You just said that. Can you give us a couple more examples of what that looks like?
Yeah, sure. It's counterintuitive because you want to try and
exactly.
Sell people things. But
yeah.
If you try that off the bat, it really backfires because people just tune out or they give you answers that they think that you're looking for.
Right, the focus group dilemma. Yeah, right.
It is. Exactly. So what you try to do is you don't ask them direct questions. You try to ask them what I call analogy questions, you know. If you could imagine a brand, okay, if you can imagine a brand that would be your ideal brand, but it wasn't a brand, let's say if you can imagine the ideal brand of beer that would be a sport. What kind of sport would it be? And you get them to sort of think very imaginatively and say, well, it would be very refreshing, so it would be an outdoor sport. It's something that I do with friends, so it might be a team sport. And you begin to get them to sort of break out of the normal way that they answer questions by getting them to give you these answers that are basically based in behavioral psychology. You know, fill in the blanks. This brand of beer is to you as blank is to blank. And they begin to do these SAT analogies where they'll say, wow, it would be like, I'd say it's like a reward. It's like giving a reward to a team for doing a good job, you know, and that's how they got this Buds for you. They asked the right question that people drank Budweiser as a reward for a hard day's work. And that's how they came up with that insight about this Buds for you. So you're always asking questions in very different ways, not just the same question and answer, but making play some games.
All right, terrific. Excellent. We're coming up on the end of the show here. I got to let you go. He is Vince Perry, the Perry Branding Group, perrybrandinggroup.com. He's the author of Identity Crisis, a keen insights into the success of everyday brands. Such good stuff today. Vince, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
It was my pleasure, David. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. That's our show for this week. Wishing you all success in your coming week in your small business. Remember, you can find us at podcastandradio.com. Contact me to find out how you can have your own podcast or radio show. That's the business we're in, and we help thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and authors and speakers do that. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.